Bring Christian greetings to all of you and your smiling faces. It's always an inspiration to preach to people that are like little birds with their mouths wide open. So we can look to the Lord for his direction this morning. I'd like to look over in the very first chapter of Acts. Acts, the first chapter. Let's just bow our heads before we begin. Father, we come to thee this morning with thankful hearts for thy wonderful help and thy mercies to each one of us. We thank thee for a beautiful day today. We thank thee for the privilege of being able to come to this place of worship. And Father, we pray that each one of us will have a deep hunger and a thirst for more of the things of God, and that we might draw closer to thee. We pray that thou will just open the word to our hearts and help us, Lord, to be obedient to thy holy word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts, the first chapter, and let's start with the first verse there. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now this is something at the end of his ministry. His ministry wasn't very long, I think around 3 years. And there was the years of growing up there in the carpenter shop. And then as he grew up, and even among his brothers, and then his ministry began. And now he is at the very end, and it says that he had showed himself alive in verse 3 after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And his ministry was to reach out to you and to me. His ministry was not just something to be looked upon and followed by the multitudes, but he was there to, he had a work to do. And I like to think about each one of us having a work to do and being the witness for the Lord. And particularly, it's been running through my mind this last week, the thought of being willing just to be poured out before the Lord, just to be poured out, to be useful, to be used of him. And, you know, when we think about being poured out before the Lord and being a useful vessel, sometimes it's not the most glamorous thing, because the Lord does different ways to help us to just give her all, surrender all, to be willing to give to someone that's in need. And as I was looking through some of this, I ran onto a little song. It's not just exactly like I had remembered it, but this is a little different. And there were some, I think there were some German Baptists that were singing it. And they were singing it very reverently. And it goes this way. And I'd like for each one of us to ask ourselves this question here. Would you be poured out like wine upon the altar for me? And each one of these questions, you know, we could just go quickly through them. But there's a lot There's a lot there. Would we be willing to be poured out for him? What would that mean? What would happen as the Lord, we meet different people day by day? Are we willing to be given of ourselves, of everything we have? Would you be broken like bread to feed the hungry? And there's hungry people literally all around the world physically. But there are probably more hungry people spiritually all around the world. I still remember being over in Romania with Brother Joe the one time. We was down by the train station, and a little fellow, probably about that big, came up and turned his big brown eyes up at Brother Joe and was asking for something to eat. He was hungry. He probably lived down under the ground in all those tunnels that they have down over there. And Brother Joe took him over to a little stand. And I think he bought him a hamburger. I'm not sure just what it was. Anyway, the little boy followed him back over, and he was standing there, and he had his hamburger, and he took a bite, and he's looking up at Brother Joe, just looking at him like he adored him, and just standing there, just enjoying that to the fullest. He was enjoying it. And, you know, we have to have something to give before the hunger can be satisfied. And he said in the last days that his spirit would be poured out upon all flesh. His spirit would be poured out. And I think that's what he's talking about in this scripture here. If we would be poured out to feed the hungry, if we'd be broken like bread to feed the hungry. And then that next stanza of the song says, would you be so one with me? That you would do just as I will. So one with me that you would do just as I will. And it brings to my mind that song that speaks about this stubborn will and how it can just want to have its way, and that it will just sometimes take its way and forget the still small voice of God and have its way with regret, with guilt, with shame. And yet the Lord can take that will and just meld it and mold it until that our will is his will. His will is our will. It says, would you be light? Three, the most important things, light. What would we do if we didn't have light? Physical light. When it gets dark, we most of us gravitate to our homes and we flip the lights on. It's dark outside. And if we have to go out there, we go out there. But it's there may be a few times that you can set out in the evening and look up at the stars and think of the glory of God. And yet light is what humanity flourishes on. Light is what was spoken of this morning. As that tree branch reached up and the leaves, you had to get light. In our yard, you see the same thing. One big maple tree in the middle, and the pine trees were around it. The big maple tree pushed out, so the pine trees want light. And so what do? They push right around the side and go up. They got to get light. And that's the way it is with us today. It's not just physical light, but we have to have spiritual light. And we have to love it. And the light is the truth. And when we hear the light of the gospel, it does what's needed down here in our soul. It gives us what we need to be able to pour out to the hungry, to the thirsty, to those that need God. But only as we receive from Him can we pour out. And so we want to stay low at His feet, even like Mary did, and just listen to the words of Jesus. If she can just stay there, she was satisfied. Completely satisfied. And the next one is life. A strong young man can do many things when he's alive. But when life's taken from him, he's laying there, his still form, life is gone, his muscles are useless, he can do nothing. He has no feeling, he has no sight, he has no taste, no nothing. And we can have ever so much of a form like that young man, still looks like a young man. But if he has no light, he's useless. He can't work. He can't do anything. And you and I, if we have life from God, the presence of God, His Spirit dwelling within us, the kingdom of God set up within our hearts, then we have spiritual perception. Then we can see. Then we can taste of the good things of God, and they're good to us. Then we love His Word. Then where everything is working right, as long as we have the life of God within us. And then we, as He poured out His Spirit upon us and into our hearts, can in turn pour out what God has given us to the hungry, to the thirsty, to the broken, to those that are depressed and downtrodden. We can give. We will have something to give. And the next one is love. It's not promiscuous love. It's not the love of the world. It's not love of things or technology and all that, which is very fleeting and very frivolous. But it's the love of God. It's the love of the one that has saved my soul and made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the old things have passed away, and I hate the things of the world. I don't want to dabble in the things of the world anymore. I'm not a partway Christian or a fence-riding Christian or whatever you want to call them, but I want to be all out for God, everything on the altar of sacrifice poured, completely yielded and given over to Him. And then He says, would you be light and life and love, my word fulfill? And that's what it does. If it's not scriptural, it's not spiritual. Some people think that if it's spirited, it's all you need. It's not so. But if you're really alive and it's scriptural, and then there's the real spiritual thing, then we have something that works. The feelings that God gives us from having the love of God in our heart and the joy unspeakable and full of glory, we have something that is real. It's not something we got to get worked up here this morning before we have a good service. No, the fountains of blessings are poured out upon us without measure. The windows of heaven are open, and our hearts are attuned to the music of heaven, and we love it with all of our heart. It's new, it's alive, it's refreshing every day. The love of God. And their answer. I wish you could have heard that group sing. Their answer was, yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar for you. Yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be light and life and love, your word to fulfill. That's my desire this morning, to be poured out. But first of all, to have the outpouring of His presence, that I have something to pour out.